The Passion History, the history of the suffering and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. The third reading, entitled Jesus Before the Sanhedrin. While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. With him was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders of the people. Judas was leading them. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said. Judas, the traitor, was standing there with them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, "Who is it you want?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." "I told you that I am he," Jesus answered. "If you're looking for me, then let these men go." This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled. "I have not lost one of those you gave me." Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." Going at once to Jesus, Judas approached Jesus to kiss him and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? Friend, do what you came for." Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" One of Jesus' companions, Simon Peter, reached for his sword, drew it out, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. "No more of this. Put your sword back into its sheath," Jesus said to them. "For all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me? Do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way?" And he touched the man's ear and healed him. At that time, Jesus said to the crowd, the chief priests and officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I sat in the temple courts teaching, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour when darkness reigns. This has all taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled." All the disciples deserted him and fled. Then the detachment of soldiers with its commander and the Jewish officials arrested Jesus. They bound him and took him away. A young man wearing nothing but a linen garment was following Jesus. When they seized him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind. They brought Jesus first to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Then they took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the chief priests, elders, and teachers of the law had assembled. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it would be good if one man died for the people. Simon Peter and another disciple were following Jesus. Because this disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. But Peter had to wait outside at the door. The other disciple, who was known to the high priest, came back, spoke to the girl on duty there, and brought Peter in. It was cold, and the servants and officials stood around a fire they had made to keep warm. Peter entered and sat down with the guards to see the outcome. One of the servant girls of the high priest, on duty at the door, came by. When she saw Peter seated there in the firelight, warming himself, she looked closely at him and said, "You also were with that Nazarene, Jesus. Are you not one of this man's disciples?" He replied, "Girl, I am not. I don't know him. I don't know or understand what you're talking about. Simon Peter went out into the entryway, and the rooster crowed. A little later, when the servant girl again saw him there, she said to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." Someone else saw him and said, "You are one of them." Again, he denied it with an oath. "I am not. I don't know the man." About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Those standing there went up to Peter and said, "Surely you are one of them, for your accent gives you away." One of the high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, challenged him, "Didn't I see you with him in the olive grove?" Then Peter began to call down curses on himself, and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed, and the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times." And he went outside, broke down, and wept bitterly. Now Annas had sent him, still bound, to Caiaphas the high priest. The high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. "I've spoken openly to the world," Jesus replied. "I always taught in synagogues or at the temple where all the Jews come together. I said nothing in secret. Why question me? Ask those who heard me. Surely they know what I said." When Jesus had said this, one of the officials nearby struck him in the face. "Is that any way to answer the high priest?" he demanded. "If I said something wrong," Jesus replied, "speak up about it. But if I spoke the truth, why did you hit me?" The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death, but they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Finally, two came forward and declared, "We heard him say, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days. I will destroy this man-made temple, and in 3 days will build another, not made by man.'" Yet even then their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?" But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? I charge you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." "I am," said Jesus. "It is just as you say. But I say to all of you, in the future you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "He has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witnesses? Look now, you heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" "He's worthy of death," they answered. Some began to spit on him. They blindfolded him and struck him with their fists. Others slapped him and said, "Prophesy to us, Christ, who hit you?" The men who were guarding Jesus began to mock and to beat him and to say many other insulting things to him. Here ends the reading.